This show is an unidentified audio phenomena.
The following is a presentation of Morning Drive Media.
And now it's time for the show that is always...
Good evening. I'm Ted Jennings in the SNN newsroom, which now has its own espresso machine so that the ghouls and goblins working on Knapsack's side of the station can no longer contaminate our stuff. We interrupt the normal claptrap of junk called Saturday Night Knapsack to bring you all this earth-shattering report about the recent confirmation of aliens by the U.S. government. That's right. After much anticipation and much delay, the government of this nearly 250-year-old experiment called the United States, results pending, have finally released the so-called findings of 144 reports of what most of your crazy uncles used to swear were UFOs, but are now called unidentified aerial phenomena, in an effort to slow any panic from a nation that has a habit of running to stores to buy all the toilet paper the moment things go south. In a stunning admission of not having all the answers, the U.S. government said they only have one explanation, I repeat, one explanation for one of those flying objects. The other 143 reports remain unsolved, like the mystery of which one of those sex workers in Denver took my wallet. What does this all mean? How many of those 143 unsolved UFO cases are aliens surveying our lands ahead of some intergalactic space war invasion? And what can we do to prepare ourselves? These questions and all the answers are coming your way on this special edition of SNN News with me, Ted Jennings. Stick right here. Okay, with me now to help make sense of this report is a paranormal reporter, host of the SNN show Mysteries in the Unexplained, and the director of the Guthrie Learning Center for the Unexplained. This is Nolan Guthrie. Welcome, Nolan.
Yes, greetings, Ted. It is a pleasure to be here for such an important conversation in a remarkably interesting time. It was not long ago that people like me were considered to be lost on the fringe of legitimate news gatherings, cast off by a society not willing to at least investigate the possibilities that the unexplained bring.
Oh yeah, it's crazy that you nutballs now get to walk freely among us.
But still a long way to go, it seems.
And sitting next to Nolan is the station's female reporter, Kendall Allen.
Reporter, Ted. It's just reporter.
I don't understand, sweetheart.
I'm just a reporter, Ted. Female has nothing to do with it.
Well, I mean, sure, I get that, but I mean that as a sign of respect.
How so? Please, tell me. How so, Ted?
Look, I had a nice lady lawyer represent me at my sexual harassment suspension hearing. She was amazing, all right?
Great. You've been around women, but where's the respect?
Well, isn't it kind of acknowledging that you're good at doing a job normally reserved for men? It's no different than when my friends call me a man whore, right? You know what I mean, Nolan?
Please leave me out of this one.
And why didn't you list my qualifications and qualifiers like Nolan?
Please continue to leave me out of this.
Well, darling.
Kendall,
right, yeah. Okay, well, if I'm being honest, I'm not sure of your qualifications to be on this discussion, quite frankly.
Graduated top of my class at Vassar, double major in journalism and applied human behavior, minored in criminal justice, editor of the school newspaper, published in several journals, was the news director at three radio stations before coming here, God knows why. What are your qualifications, Ted?
I mean, to be honest, no one's ever asked me that. I have nice hair, but hold on. Nolan's an expert in aliens.
He's the director of his own paranormal research group, which, as far as I could tell, is nothing more than a Facebook group.
I used to have a live journal as well.
In my spare time at college, I was part of a paranormal research group called the Little Green Friends.
Oh, yes, I know that group. Do you know Desiree?
Yes, we dated when I was in the group.
Good God! Like, you two had lady sex?
It's just called sex, Ted.
Hey, a lot of different ways to slice a pie. Just invite me to dessert. Okay, I just got a text from my lawyer, to move on. Nolan, what do you make of this report? 143 unexplained cases, that's got to mean aliens, right, Nolan?
Well, not necessarily, Ted. The desire to believe often beats the desire to understand in a foot race.
That'll follow.
What he means is...
Hold on, Kendall, you'll get the bare minimum amount of time to weigh in shortly. Nolan, continue like she's not here.
Ted, the headline of the U.S. government can't explain UFO sightings, it's much more sexier, a click grabber for sure, as opposed to the realities stated in the report.
Good God, man. Are you having a stroke, or none of those words in the right order? I can't understand.
Ted, he's saying the report clearly stated that none of the unexplained aerial phenomena can currently be tied to extraterrestrial origins. They can't even be tied to foreign governments.
Ah, okay. But you said currently. That just means a Klingon bird of prey is out there and it hasn't decloaked yet, right?
I'm definitely not saying that.
And the Klingon bird of prey and the Klingons themselves are works of fiction in the space franchise Star Trek.
No, right, yeah, no, I always thought that those were based on a true story or something.
You thought Star Trek was real?
No, I know it's a show and a movie and whatnot. Bill Shatner and I have partied at Aspen before. He knows some of my, friends. I just thought it was based on true events. You know, to be honest, I always turn off Star Trek when it comes on. Too many words, just seems like a lot of people talking.
Well, the Klingons are not real.
Ah, too bad. They seem fun. I always like Christopher Lloyd getting work after Taxi. All right, but hold on, Smarty Pants. And yes, I'm talking to you, Kendall. You're making it seem like aliens aren't real.
Well, Ted, like the concept of equal pay for women in the workplace, while the possibility of proof of aliens still exists, it just hasn't happened yet.
Quick. Guess how much I get paid. Quick, come on, guess.
Ted, I'll never sleep again if I find out the truth.
Well, it's higher than that, I'll tell you that much. All right, but see, here's the thing. We proved it here. Remember when we sent our intern Twiggy out to that alien landing in the city of Santorio?
I don't think we can say that was actually aliens,
no,
Ted.
No, it happened. It was a different time in my life. I went by Tom then before that last stint in rehab. Nolan, you remember, you were on that show.
Again, please leave me out of whatever tension is going on here.
No, I'll prove it. Petey, turn around. Listen to me for once. Play a clip from that show. Remember? That breaking news report in Santa Rita. Play it right now.
Oh, wait, Tom, the front door of the alien craft is opening. Oh, God, it's opening. There's a bright light beaming out from behind the door. The crowd is transfixed, but they're moving back a bit. The tension is high. And wait. We're all hearing something.
What is it? What are you hearing, Tiki? An ancient alien language, perhaps? I've heard that's a thing. A collection of beeps and whirs warning us of an impending...
Well, I can't hear, Tom. Just give me a second. Just shut up. Oh, wow. Wait, yeah, that's... Is that... Yeah. That's All Night Long by Lionel Richie. Tom. Oh, my God, Tom, this is amazing. The aliens are playing All Night Long by Lionel Richie. What does this mean?
You know, sport, the actual title of the song is All Night Long, parentheses, All Night. A lot of people forget that.
I'll make sure the aliens know that.
All right, yeah, cut it off. I don't want to turn this into some lazy clip show. So, see, there you go. What do you think about that, Kendall?
I really want to know why you don't go by Tom anymore.
Because Tom Jennings owed too much alimony. Plus, ratings show people like the name Ted Jennings better. All right, but see right there. Proof that aliens exist.
Well, it's possible that the one event in this report that is unexplained is that particular incident, but unlikely, Tom.
Ted, it's Ted now.
Yes, Ted, but it's still unlikely.
And that one unexplained incident in the report involved a weather balloon.
So you're saying a weather balloon carrying little green...
Most likely gray, Ted.
Gray aliens... And a boombox played Lionel Richie's All Night Long, All Night, landed in our country, and there's no answer for that.
We don't have the answers yet, but I do enjoy searching for the answers and investigating the unexplained, and one day perhaps we'll get the proof, the smoking laser gun, if you will, Ted, that shows the world the truth about aliens.
I gotta be honest, man. I like you, but I think you just... saying a lot of vague terms to hide the fact that you don't really know if there's aliens or not.
Not unlike this report, Ted.
All right, that's it. I'm going to go directly to the source after this. So stick around here on this SNN Breaking News Special Report. I'm Ted Jennings.
I don't want... Did you already... Where is it? Is this the copy? Did you press record? Are we going to be able to do a second take? We're not going to do a second take? Petey, why wouldn't we do a second take?
Do you want to stay here any longer than I do?
Hot damn, when you're right, you're right, Petey. All right, hey, everybody, it's me, just the right page. Hey, everybody, it's me, Kat Knapsack, from Saturday Night Knapsack, another podcast you probably don't listen to, even though thanks for still subscribing to them. We want to tell you about our a great way to support the podcast and me is by going to patreon.com/ Kat Knapsack. Just spell my name out slowly if you don't understand how to do it. It's that P and Z combo always gets people. Go there now. There's different tiers to support. You can also go annually if you want. And, you know, that means you're, you know, get a little savings in supporting the show and all the fine work that goes on here and all of the staff. I don't want to read that. There's not a lot of, I do this mostly by myself, Petey. Do I have to read that part? I have to read that part?
I mean, I could just, you could just edit this after if you'd like.
Oh God, no, not. I don't like doing that kind of menial work, you know? All right, yeah, so go to patreon.com/KatKnapsack and support the show. Keep it going strong. You get special perks. The top tier, you get exclusive posters designed by the great Brian Ward, and I'll sign them for you, and you can put them on your refrigerators and brag to your relatives about me, even though they don't really know what I am. All right, so that's it. Patreon.com/KatKnapsack. That's the place to be. Back to the show. It's great. Is that good, Petey?
At this point in my career, I don't think I care.
For once we agree, Petey. For once we agree.
Okay, we are back. I'm Ted Jetty to the SNN Newsroom, continuing this special report, a deep dive look at this report released by the U.S. government on 144 UFO incidents, also now called Unidentified Aerial Phenomenon. Weak title, if you're asking me. All right, with me to hopefully get to the bottom of this, or at least closer to it, is a 5-star general from the United States Army who helped with the report released by the U.S. government's intelligence community. Hopefully we can provide some insight on the information found there, or more importantly, not found there. Please welcome to the show, General D.B. Bunker. General DeBunker, welcome. Is that how I say it, General? There isn't some other way to say it, like some proper way, like Supreme Leader or Brigadier General, Your Highness? What works for you?
General is the appropriate term.
Good God, man. You sound like if Sam Elliott's mustache had a voice and was leading an army. All right, so let's talk about this here. I think there's some great information in the report. There's definitely some times where the report admits, hey, we don't really know what's going on here, but I can't help, General. I can't help but feel that there's something more at play here, that there's something deeper. I'm not saying it's some deep state stuff, some shadow stuff. I'm not saying it's anything on the dark web, which, by the way, I have some videos on there of me and some friends. I don't know, for the sake of those friends, I don't know if maybe you could help me get those off the net.
Now, that's not really what the Army is for.
It's not for defending the rights and honor of celebrities? What are you even here for, then?
To keep our shores and our skies above this great land safe.
Well, then I got to be honest, you're not doing a great job there. We got 144 incidents of objects flying in the sky, and you guys have no idea. All those radars and sonars and all those clipboards you carry around and looking all serious, you know, you got nothing. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if my Delta flights are going to be safe now.
Well, Tad, we are concerned that some of these unidentified aerial phenomena could cause concerns for our pilots, both commercial and military alike.
So there is a concern. There's aliens here. There's a concern. And you guys are just throwing a bunch of words around, changing a UFO to unidentified aerial blah, 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 so that I don't get worried.
We can say with pretty good certainty, Mr. Jennings, that many of these objects are not of extraterrestrial origins.
Good God, man. Did you eat a frog and it just lives down there now?
That is definitely not the case.
Okay, General Ribbit, but here's the problem. We're going around in circles here. I just want you to tell me the truth right here, right now on SNN News. Are there or aren't there aliens?
Well, if you refer to the released report, you'll find, I believe, clearly, our answers based on what our research and investigation discovered for us at this time.
I'm starting to think that report's a bunch of hooey. And I'm looking at you right now, General. I don't mean to be this rude. I enjoy the military. I watched G.I. Joe as a kid. All right? I'm here. I'm here for you. But I got to tell you, I think you're hiding something. Why am I to believe you?
We took this report very seriously. Our pilots from many branches of the military, from the Navy, Air Force, on down to the Coast Guard, had many reports, and we wanted to give them the respect they deserved.
This is what I'm hearing while you're talking. Blah, 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 hiding aliens. Blah, 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 hiding the truth. Blah, 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 aliens are definitely here, probably living in Detroit.
To our knowledge, at this point in time, we do not believe any extraterrestrial beings are residing on our planet or Detroit.
Then why do this report? Why do all this research? Why talk to all these people? Why put this all up in a neat little PDF document that CNN and all the... By the way, CNN did not get a copy. We had to go to the website, a CNN website, and download it. It's embarrassing on your part, is what it is. Why'd you go through all this trouble then if you don't really know the answers or you don't want to say?
Well, I find as a five-star general, the gathering of knowledge, the gathering of intelligence, the reading of books, the reading of manuscripts, even things that you don't necessarily agree with or things that you don't quite understand yet, is a valuable resource, and it makes our military better. The men and women serving in our military deserve the chance to have all the information at their fingertips, and even though it might not give you the answers you want or the answers you need, it gives you something more valuable, and that's a perspective on life.
You're just sounding like a waste. Is this a waste of time? We should defund the military. That's what I think. How many stars you got?
Five stars.
Five, yeah. Okay, you should return two with answers like this. You're useless. Useless, I say. I don't want my military reading, gathering information, getting critical theories into their mind to see what they think about. I don't want any of that, all right? God, man, go out, grab some guns and shoot things up and tell me the truth about aliens. That's all I want from you.
I don't have to subject myself to this. I am a five-star general. Each of these slashes on my sleeve represents time served in the field defending people like you. And I'm okay with different perspectives, but I don't have to sit here and take this.
Oh, you're trying to walk off my interview? Well, tell you what, I kick you out of my interview. How about that there, General Debunker? Huh?
General Bunker, D.B. Bunker. And I'll tell you this, Mr. Jennings, we might not have definitive proof either way right now about the existence of aliens, but I hope that they do exist and that they come to this planet and land on top of your station, crawl out of whatever unidentified flying object they choose to come here in, and punch you square in the jaw.
Good God, man! Can you imagine the ratings if they did that live on air? That'd be great. I'll tell you what, I know you've probably got a cell phone number for some of them aliens. Give them a call. Tell them to come over here right now and do it. Do it live on the air. Punch me right in the noggin. That'd be great. I'd win like a Peabody, a Cable Ace Award if they're still giving those out. Podcast awards, news awards. Oh my God, it'd be the best. All right, that's it. Thanks for coming by, General. General? Oh, okay. Yeah, I guess he walked out. All right. That makes sense. I kicked him out first. All right. Enough of that. We're going to go to a very special SNN traffic report with my drinking buddy, Bert Burton. And instead of the traffic, we've got him looking towards the coastal regions because that's where we think a lot of aliens like to land and take over our planet. I saw it in a documentary called Battle Los Angeles. So take it away. A very special report from my friend, Bert Burton.
And now it's time for a check of a possible alien invasion with your SNN Alien Invasion Report.
I'm Bert Burton, and this is your SNN Alien Invasion Report. We're flying high over the beach areas, and, well, no signs of aliens yet. I do see some whales, large oil tankers just waiting to get stuck in an important canal, and Looks like my ex-wife, who I'm trying to fix things with, is sunbathing on the beach with her tennis instructor, Dale. Man, I knew I didn't like that guy. And he tries a Ford Fusion. I don't trust Fusions of any kind, man. Not in cars, not in restaurants. Oh, sir, I don't like him. Or Dale. Man, I paid for those lessons, man. Just, can we get a little closer? Can we hover a little closer? Can we, okay. No, no. Okay, receiving word from back at the station that my country needs me, and they need me to keep my eyes on the beachhead. I don't think any aliens are here. Nope, nope. But then again, it's kind of like paying for your ex-wife's tennis lessons to make up for past sins. Danger is always beneath the surface. Also, it does look like one of those oil tankers did just tip over. Let's hope they can get that thing turned right side up again. I think that's how it works. Bert Barton, and this was your SNN Alien Invasion Report.
Welcome back. I'm Ted Jennings. We're continuing this SNN special report on this U.S. intelligence community, this U.S. government, so-called government report, refuting. They're all sounding like they're refuting the existence of aliens. I am convinced this is a lie. This is a cover-up, and I'm going to get to the bottom of it right now. I figure the best way to do that is to talk to the people. That's right. We are going to take some phone calls. I've been told we got a lot of people lining up. This is what makes many podcasts popular is they take calls. The hosts just come on and talk for a couple minutes, and then they take calls from people that tell ghost stories or murder stories or hometown hunts or alien encounters, and then the podcasts become very successful, and the podcast hosts retire to a life of luxury. So we're going to do that right now. I got some calls lined up of people that are going to help me prove that this is a U.S. intelligence cover-up of 144 incidents of alien encounters. All right, first call coming in here. Welcome to SNN News. Who's calling?
Well, that's totally cool. Did I get in? Am I live on the air?
Yes, Diddy. What is your name, my friend?
My name is Chet.
Chet, great. And you have an alien encounter, right?
I saw them in person in the early 2000s, and it was a great time. And yeah, is that what you want to know about?
Absolutely. Tell me right now about your alien encounter, Chet.
Yeah, totally. So like it was like 2001, you know? Remember? That was like just last decade. And so they had released the single, it was Smooth Criminal, which was the cover of apparently a song that my dad and mom knew. And so, like, I went to go see him in concert up at the Santa Barbara Bowl.
Okay, hold on there, Spicoli. You had an alien encounter at the Santa Barbara Bowl in 2001.
Yeah, totally. It was a good time. I got tacos. We went to the zoo earlier in the day, then we went up to the bowl to see them.
How'd you know the aliens were going to be at Santa Barbara Bowl?
So I heard about it on my local radio station, which I do miss. Then I got the tickets and went.
Good God, man. This is sounding like a concert, like a music concert. Are you talking about a music concert? Not an alien invasion encounter?
I don't understand.
Speed bump. Did you or did you not encounter aliens in 2001 at the Santa Barbara Bowl?
Yeah, dude. I saw Alien Ant Farm, Jimmy Eat World open for him, and it was a great show. And for the encore, they did Smooth Criminal. It's a great time, dude.
Son of a... Chet, you're talking about Alien Ant Farm. The rock and roll band from Riverside, California, formed in 1996, who hit the Billboard Alternative Charts with their cover of Smooth Criminal, which was featured in the film American Pie 2. You're talking about them.
Yeah, that's totally it, man. Yeah, they were great. You like that band, too? I like the American Pie movies, too. After I saw the first one, I totally... Pie.
All right. Okay. All right. There we go. All right, Chet, thanks for the call. We're going to let you go there, you crash test dummy. And we're going to move on to the next call here. Another person I'm definitely told has had an alien encounter. Welcome to SNN News. Who's calling?
It's me, Ted. It's Ken. Can I get in the studio? Why have you locked me out?
Good God, man. What the hell are you doing calling into my show?
Because I showed up for work today, and the door was locked, which, you know, to be honest, has happened before. But now, and now that I tuned in the station, and now you're on with some godforsaken special report about aliens. Let me into the studio so I can do my goddamn show so I can get paid, Ted or Tom, whoever you are.
No, I'll get it. No, no, you stay away. All right? I'm so sick and tired of you getting all the headlines here. All right? This is my report. I want to know the truth. I want to know the truth, okay? I'm going to fight it. You can't stop me.
Ted, how are we going to work this out, Ted? Like, this is ridiculous. Just let me in. I can't miss any more shows or I lose some benefits. All right? So can you please let me in? I'm asking nicely, all right?
Absolutely not. I'm Ted Jennings, and I'm going to take over this station.
Fine. Take it over. I don't even want to be there, man. I want to get paid. That's all I'm there for. All right? And by the way, when you're not here, we always get these people coming by, dropping off subpoenas, and some debt collector keeps calling for someone named Tom Jennings. I keep telling them that person doesn't work here anymore, and I know it's you, Ted. So just, you know, I do you solids. Can you do me solids?
Nope. Going to hang up on you. Go to the next segment.
What's wrong with you, Ted?
Okay, pressing on here. Ted Jennings, still the SNN News studio. And we got a very special guest in studio. And we are going to talk about the possible ramifications of this impending alien invasion and how we as a people are possibly going to deal with it and what we might do wrong. Because we as a people here on this earth, especially Burbank, love to panic, and we got to get over that. So with me is a absolute giant in the medical fields. He is a wonderful man. He's in studio. He has 3 medical offices to better serve you in the Bakersfield area. Please welcome back to the show my friend, Dr. Lancaster. Doc, so good to have you here.
Oh, Theodore, it's an absolute pleasure to be here, to see you in person. It's been a long time. I happened to be in the area. I had to come down here to a very specific CVS over in North Hollywood to get myself a medication for a very sensitive area. But it's good to be here.
Oh, yeah. I know that cream. It's good cream. Apply liberally. That's all I'll say, Doc. But you probably already know that as a doctor. They know me at that pharmacy, that CVS, too. Just say my name. You might get 10% off. Not an official sponsorship, but they know I'm such a repeat customer. You know, I sent so many people there for that cream. A lot of people have that problem. All right, here's the thing, Doc. I think that report by the government, bull roar. I think it was bull roar. And I think what's probably going to happen here is just, it's an alien invasion. I think it's imminent. And my worry is, we as a people, we love to panic. Like, it's a hobby. We love to panic. So the first signs of cracks in the normal societal ways and methods and just structures, we go a little bonkers. So we hoard toilet paper, bags of gasoline, we steal food, we lock up our windows and point guns at our neighbors. And I'm a little worried that an alien invasion could bring this out. Doc, I know this maybe isn't your specific area of expertise, the mental stuff, but can you talk about that?
Yes. The physical medicine is more my practice there. I did take some courses on your mental health and therapy and whatnot, but the tests, turns out, were very, very hard, so I concentrated on other areas. I too worry about people's mental states should an alien invasion happen, like you say. I don't know if that's going to happen, but...
Oh, it's
going to
happen, Doc. I could sense it. It's like when your knee hurts, when the weather's changing, something's telling me an alien invasion is coming.
Oh, that's... You know, it's a funny story. That condition is called knee predictus. It's a very common situation.
Knee predictus? That doesn't sound real.
Yeah, well, no, it's real. It's a name I gave it. So, therefore, no one has questioned me on it in my medical offices. In fact, people don't really question me a lot in my medical offices.
I mean, look, you got the white coat. I trust you. Unless you're part of the U.S. government and you're telling me that aliens are bunk. If an alien ship lands right now in the middle of Burbank, what do you think is going to happen to the people?
Oh, they're going to lose their ever-loving mind. It's not going to be pretty. In fact, I would say, Theodore, that's probably how the aliens are going to win this war that they're about to start. I think they know that they don't have to really do much, say much, or even fire the little photon blasters or phasers or whatever you call them. I think they just know they have to show up, and we as the people will destroy ourselves in our panic.
Yeah, I was watching this Netflix documentary about an alien invasion in another part of the country, and what happened was these aliens, they could hear everything, so you had to be quiet for long stretches of time. And man, I tell you, psychological type of thing, man. I don't think we are going to be able to last long. Am I wrong about that?
Oh, no, I think the aliens are going to be able to take over in a matter of 3 to 4 days, 5 if, say, they want a day off and they just want to see some of the sights and tour like the Grand Canyon or something like that. No, I think that's going to be, it's going to be very quick. And because what's going to happen is by day 2, all the supplies that we human beings would need to survive are going to be gone, hoarded. There's going to be people in fallout shelters hoarding toilet paper and all the kind of the bare essentials. And people are going to get sick and die of disease, and it's going to be, and the aliens are just going to be sitting back watching it, probably amused at how crazy we get and how fast we get crazy.
Good God, man. Are you saying you could die for not wiping your butt?
Yes, Theodore, or wiping it too much if you're trying to get through a hoard of toilet paper just to prove a point.
So how do we calm people down? That's the key here. When the aliens emerge, how do we get them to calm down, Doc?
Well, I deal with a lot of female patients in the process of giving birth. It's one of my specialities there. And I tell these hysterical women that don't worry. The men are going to get you through this situation. And just to bite down on this leather strap and grin and bear it, and we'll get through it. And I'll lead you there.
So you're saying an alien invasion is like childbirth?
With less blood.
What are the expected fathers do while you're calming down their wives? What kind of guidance and protection do they provide in those situations?
Oh, usually they've passed out at the first sign of vaginal blood.
Unbelievable! And what do the women do without their men around to protect them?
I usually get through it just fine.
So, all right. So, if aliens land and the chaos begins and men are passing out and the toilet paper is gone. What are we to do? How are we to get through this mentally, Doc?
Oh, Theodore, we're not going to get through it. We're all having fun with the idea of aliens and aliens existing, but if a group of aliens actually showed up and emerged and announced that they were about to attack or take over our world or both, we would all pretty much just spontaneously combust out of the sheer surreal nature of it. Our psyches wouldn't know what to do, and we'd just explode. We're not going to do well.
So, is there anything we can do?
Oh, Theodore, don't you worry. Aliens, like vaccines, aren't real. So, there's no need to believe in them.
So some sort of plausible deniability will get you through?
Yes, unless it's all real, and then your denials will mean nothing.
Good God. And I thought an alien invasion was going to go like it did on Independence Day. The president would get in like a crop duster, give a speech, we win the day. You're not giving me hope, Doc.
Oh, well, Theodore, no actual medical professional is here to give anyone hope.
I can't argue with that. All right, we're going to wrap things up shortly here on this SNN special report. Okay, I'm Ted Jennings, and that about wraps it up for us here. I think it's all the answers we can get. I just don't think the government's going to give us the answers, even though it's pretty clear what they are. So we're going to start wrapping up this special news report. I do want to say, if you want to support the show, you go to two spots, patreon.com/kidnapsuck. I hate that it's his name on there, but you can go there, or you can make a one-time donation at jimmy.app/SaturdayNightNapsuck. Thanks to everyone who supports already on Patreon. Special thanks to Vermont Mike for the brand ID, and to associate producer Sean Arnold for all his help. You can listen to Ken Knapsack, that is, I should be there when he's there, on the radio, at Hall of Fame Music Radio in Newcastle, Pennsylvania, and anywhere throughout the world via their website at HUFMRadio.com every Saturday now, 10 a.m. Eastern to 2 p.m. All right? The mysteries and the unexplained music that you normally hear is provided by Kojak. I don't think you heard it here. Let's just give Kojak credit. He's good. You can go visit us over at those websites, thegpa.fun, if you want to go join those guys over there. They never invite me over, though. Or go to KatNapsock.com or follow us on Twitter at MDriveMedia. And as always, be sure to... What? I got a... There's a phone call. Okay, we're going to take one final phone call here in this episode and see what we got. You're on SNN. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
The end is near. We are here, Ted. And you must warn your people to leave before it is too late. You have 3 days.
Okay, that's nice. That's fun. Is this Knapsack again? Is he pranking me? This is, okay, great, fun. Got one of those little voice things on a little toy box or something. That's great. I don't need this. I'm a decorated newsman, all right? I don't need this.
You know the truth, Ted. You know what has been buried by your government. So, you have been chosen to warn them all, or you will face... your ultimate destruction.
Okay, sure. Yeah, all right. What do you want from Earth? What do you need from Earth?
You have all taken the galaxy streaming equipment supplies. They've all gone to you, and we need them, or else our civilizations will die.
Okay, all right. Streaming gear. That's hilarious. Knapsack, you're an idiot. This is probably like Chet guy. Someone's playing a prank on me. I'd say it's Petey, but I don't know. He's not even here now. He left. So good job. Good luck. We're going to go, aliens.
Listen to us, Theodore Thomas Jennings.
Huh? What? Who is this?
We have been listening to your special news report, and you are too close to the truth. But we find you worthy. Warn your people or pay the price.
Okay, but this is a prank, all right? So if it's not a prank, how do I know it's real? Do something. Do something right now to tell me that it's real. Nothing. See? That's what I'm saying. Nothing. All right. We're going to get going. Wait, what? What? Oh, no. Oh, no. It's Lionel Richie's all night long. All night. Don't forget the parentheses. It's them. It's really the aliens. I got to warn people.
Die, earthlings.
The time is come. Raise the roof and have some fun. Away the work to be done. Let the music play on, play on, play on. Everybody sing, everybody dance. Lose yourself in wild romance. We're going to party, caramba, fiesta.